For years, if you wanted to go to college in the U.S., taking the SAT or the ACT was pretty much mandatory. Not anymore.
More and more institutions are beginning to realize that the tests don't always measure the things that they purport to measure, and that there are more accurate and less stressful ways to help students enter college.
Jens Larsen is EWU's Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management. He says Eastern is now looking more at what students accomplish during their time in high school. Do they take tough courses? Have they shown progress? And he says students in families with lower incomes appreciate not having to fork over $50 or more for each test.
So for students who don't have access to the same testing resources and test prep, it's a relief to know that they're going to be compared on what they've been able to demonstrate in the classroom, not what they were able to do in a two-hour window of time.
Eastern joins Gonzaga among local universities that have recently gone test optional. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.